Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola firefighter Bob Sukup and organizer of the Indianola YMCA Remembrance Day, Diane Thomas, about the Remembrance Day event on Saturday. 9/11 Remembrance Day here at the Indianola YMCA. You got a chance to speak. First of all, what does organizing an event like this mean to local first responders?
It meant a lot to us. When Diane Thomas approached us at the fire department with this, it was a little humbling that we have a job that we not only love and that we get to do, but that other people want to do it along with us. It's fantastic, the job she's done out here and what these people have done doing this workout and training over the course of 9 weeks. And then to have it culminate on a day like today, 20th anniversary of 9/11, that means a lot to us.
What did it mean to see the amount of people that came out, the local Boy Scouts, singing the national anthem, taps, pretty much everything coming together?
That's very overwhelming. We've always said in public safety, the fire service, the police, the sheriff's department, is we are here for the community. We work for this community. To see the community come out like this and support us and be here for us on a day like today, that's very special.
What does 9/11 mean to local first responders? I know to us it was a terrorist attack, but you know, for a lot of first responders, that was guys in your profession, you know, making that ultimate sacrifice.
Absolutely. And as you saw when I spoke to the crowd, I choked up, and I can't help that because I'm a firefighter for a community. I can relate. I can feel what those guys and those women must have felt that morning. I've often thought having climbed stairs in buildings and being in stairwells is, what did it sound like for those buildings to be coming down and for them to realize they had no place to run? They were doing what they wanted to do, what they loved to do, and then they realize that they're stuck. And we can feel that. We can relate to that feeling.
Well, and then there was some group that does workouts here at the Y that does the CPAT, the Candidate Physical Ability Test. Talk a little bit about, you know, what it means for them to be able to go through that. And again, obviously something that firefighters have to go through too.
No, that was amazing. It was amazing to see members of the public want to put that much effort into training the way we train. The CPAT is the test, the physical fitness test that we take to become firefighters. We have to pass that. We have to show that we're able to do this job. And then it doesn't end there. Once we are firefighters, we spend our entire career trying to stay fit, stay healthy. Our job is very physically demanding, and it can be very emotionally and mentally demanding. So we work hard to maintain that. And like I said, to have members of the public want to do a 9-week program at the Y that copies that follows in our footsteps, that means a lot to us.
9/11 Remembrance Day here at the Indianola YMCA. What did it mean to see all the people come out and support this event?
Oh gosh, it meant so much. I mean, that day affected me like no other. So it was just honored. I was just honored that everyone came out that wanted to celebrate our first responders in a special way.
What did it mean again to see the community, the Boy Scouts, singing the national anthem, taps, the moment of silence? It feels like everything came together and did a good job of honoring those first responders.
It's like how it was on 9/12. We all came together as a country, as community, and that's what this is about. This is to not think about what side of the aisle you're on or COVID or anything like that. We just remember that horrible day and how vulnerable we all are all the time, and how when we can come together united, the wonderful things that we can do.
Awesome. Well, tell us a little bit about the CPAT here today, your group, and doing that very physical and enduring 9 weeks of training.
Yes. So they're in the back right now doing the CPAT test. We already had one that made it through. So now the training comes into play. So we're now carrying or dragging a 165-pound dummy, where we were just dragging about a little over 100 pounds in our modified way, and doing a hose drag with nothing in it, and now it's a fully loaded hose, and wow. that's really rough to drag. So that we didn't get to do anything with the ladder. So we're doing raising the ladder up, which we never got to practice for. And then one of the hardest things were, you know, if you're pulling the hose up from two stories, how taxing that is on the arms. And so, yeah, it was pretty intense, but they're back there like champs and running through it. And I couldn't imagine even what the full test was like, because this is just a portion of it.
Well, if there were members of the community who wanted to maybe do something like that in the future, how should they go about contacting the Y and maybe putting together a group themselves?
I would say contact me. I know that Ted and I have talked about possibly doing this in the future again, depending on how well today went. So I'm sure we'll be having lots of conversations and talk about when we can maybe bring something like this back to our community. So,
thanks to Bob Sukup and Diane Thomas for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk in Enola.